blues and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
Hi, my name is Manny Rivera. I'm the lead pastor of Impact Church in Miami, Florida. At the beginning of this summer, God has smiled on us by visiting us with His presence in a powerful way. We've seen miracles of healing and signs and wonders. By our Lord's instructions, we began having meetings called power gatherings. These power gatherings are meetings where churches come together in the spirit of unity and contend for the supernatural. Hundreds of people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and through them, hundreds of miracles, signs, and wonders have occurred. We've seen from cancer disappearing to deaf ears opening and physical scars disappearing. On November the 2nd at 6 p.m., a power gathering is coming to the great city of Fort Pierce. We will be hosted by Truth Church, pastored by Jason and Kim Bumgardner. I hope to see you there.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Jason. I hope you can make it to this next power gathering. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road. For more information, you can call us at 772-461-8555 or check us out on the web at mytruthchurch.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
4 weeks ago, we started a series on your words. The title of the first sermon was, "Shut Your Mouth, There's a Victory on Its Way." This week after that was, "Go ahead, say something, I dare you." And last week was, "Devil, you can't shut me up." Mm-hmm. This week is, "I think I'm going to sing about it." Yeah. Amen. Amen. Our text for today is 2 Kings chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. 2 Kings chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. "And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look at you, nor see you, but now bring me a musician. Then it happened when the musician played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Touch the person next to you and say, the power of worship. There's a very familiar verse to a lot of us in John chapter 4, and I spent a lot of time in John chapter 4 about 8 or 9 years ago, just some amazing revelations that God brought to me in my spirit that caused me to have a lot of liberty and freedom that I never understood before. But that verse is pretty important to me. It's a verse that we're pretty much familiar with. There's a few things in it that we just don't realize that God is communicating to us. John 4:23 says, a time is coming, and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers that the Father is seeking. How many of you know that the Father is seeking something in the earth today? God is looking for something. Not just the lost. Amen. God is searching for the lost, but he's looking for something from the believer. Amen. In other words, the Father's attention is focused on something that's in this earth, that's in us. He's looking for worshipers. He's not just seeking worship. He's looking for the people to perform the worship. He's looking for worshipers. He said, this is what he is seeking, those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, the scripture that we read in 2 Kings chapter 3 takes place during a time when the nation of Israel had been divided into two kingdoms. And there was a north kingdom and there was a south kingdom. How many of you know after King Solomon's reign, the kingdom was split in half? And geographically split in half, but 10 tribes went to the north. Two tribes went to the south. One was called the kingdom of Israel. Say the kingdom of Israel. The other was called the kingdom of Judah. Say the kingdom of Judah. So now all of the Hebrew children lived in two nations, either Israel or Judah. And 10 of these tribes made up Israel, and the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin made up the kingdom of Judah. In this moment in history, there had just been a major transition of kings in the northern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel. There was a king there. He was the son of Ahab. How many of you ever heard of King Ahab? Come on, King Ahab didn't have it all together, did he? And King Ahab was married to a woman called Jezebel. Ahab and Jezebel got in a lot of trouble with Baal worship, isn't that right? Come on, Elijah had to teach him a few things, didn't he? Call fire down from heaven, burn up the sacrifice, outrun the chair. You know the story. Ahab was a wimp. Jezebel told him what to wear, when to wear, what to say, and when to say it, how high to jump, and he jumped. Yes. Amen, isn't that right? Now, Ahab and Jezebel had a son, and his name was Jehoram, King Jehoram. Jehoram was raised up under Ahab and Jezebel, so how many of you know there was a lot of witchcraft that he was exposed to? There was a lot of rebellion that he was exposed to. There was a lot of idolatry that Jehoram was exposed to. And so one of the things that he did when he became king was he tried to straighten himself out. And he stopped Baal worship all across the kingdom of Israel. And he said, we're not going to have Baal worship any longer. But he still kept offering up some sacrifices to some other stone gods. In other words, he didn't get rid of all of it. He was still dabbling around in witchcraft. Come on, he was almost saved. Come on, you know what I'm talking about, amen? He took down some of the idols, but he didn't take them all down. He went halfway. Know anybody like that? Come in and come to the altar and just go halfway. Amen. I mean, that's another way to say lukewarm. A halfway Christian. I really believe that one of the most strategic plans of the enemy is to get people to become halfway Christians. I think there is nothing more sorry than a half-committed Christian. And I hope that don't hurt nobody's feelings. Because it is a strategy of the enemy to keep you down, to keep you from victory. Just enough to keep you attending, to make you feel like you're going to be all right and make it into heaven. But never having victory in your life. Just doing enough to get by. Just doing enough to appear like you got it all together. Just as long as everybody else thinks you're holy, then you feel good about yourself. So, in other words, you're just a Christian so you can feel good about who you are. These people really don't know what side they're on. How many know if you're just holding on to a little bit of what you used to be, that little bit of what you used to be will eventually come back and take over your life? Amen. Come on, you got to sell out to Jesus. You got to give it all to Jesus. Amen. There's got to come a time in your life where you shut the door and you say, no, 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 no. I will not go back to that place again in my life. Those days are over. My tomorrows are new. Come on, somebody. I'm going to live the way God wants me to live. I'm going to have what God wants me to have. I'm going to do what God created me to do. There's always this element of we're going to hold on to a little bit of who we are. Well, I'm telling you, it'll get you in trouble. I don't want to be a halfway Christian where I'm only saved on Sunday, where I only look good around the saints, where I live and I look the part and some of the time. Listen, God is looking for people that want to go all the way with Him. He's an all-the-way God. He's a God of more than enough. So King Joram was young. He was a new king. He's just stepping into these shoes, and he's being threatened by this king named King Mesha, who was the king of Moab. And this king of Moab, he sees his opportunity. Because now Ahab and Jezebel are gone, and this new king, who's kind of wet behind the ears and young, really probably doesn't know what he's doing. So King Mesha is thinking, I'm going to increase my borders. I'm going to increase my tent stakes. I'm going to conquer the kingdom of Israel. So Joram went down to meet with a man named Jehoshaphat. Everybody say Jehoshaphat. Now Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, the king of the other two tribes. Now King Jehoshaphat was a good man. He was a righteous man. King Jehoshaphat followed the ways of God. He lived a life towards God. And Joram decided, well, I need to be friends with Jehoshaphat. So he goes down there to meet Jehoshaphat. He says, I want to talk to him and build this alliance. You know, it's interesting to me that Jehoram, who wasn't living right, knew who to go to when he got in trouble. Isn't it interesting that people that ain't living right, when they get into a big mess, they always know who to call? Come on, you're on their speed dial. You don't hear from them except for at Christmas or when they're in trouble. They know who to come to when it's time for prayer, don't they? Uh-huh. It shocks me that when people really get into the middle of a big mess, the very Christians in their family that they criticize and laugh at and mock and call holy rollers and Bible thumpers are the very same people that they call when somebody's in the hospital. Will you pray for me? Isn't that right? Because how many know everybody, when they're going through some stuff, they want to hook up with somebody that knows how to get in touch with God. They might criticize you for it, but somewhere deep down in their heart, they're looking, man. They're searching. So listen, if you got people like that in your family and they think you're crazy, that's okay. Sooner or later, they're going to call you and need your help. Isn't that right? That's good news. Keep on praying and believing for them. They'll need you. They'll need you to go to God on their behalf sooner or later. Amen? And see, that's what King Joram was doing. He said, I'm going to go down to Judah and I'm going to talk to Jehoshaphat, because Jehoshaphat's got a direct line to God. Jehoshaphat's hooked up with God. I need to hook up with somebody that's hooked up with God. Now, the Bible says that Jehoshaphat lived right before God. He was an honorable man. He loved God. But Jehoshaphat had one problem. Jehoshaphat did not choose his friends wisely. He's good-hearted. He gave people the benefit of the doubt all the time. He trusted everybody that come to him. And he believed everything that everybody told him. And because of that, their moms are going, yeah, that's just like you, Jason. Because of that, Jehoshaphat was taken advantage of a lot. He was taking advantage of people that told him they loved him, but they really didn't love him. He had a soft heart, and a lot of times it would end up costing him a lot, and he would end up in some relationships or in some stuff that he didn't really need to be in the middle of. He didn't need to be involved in, because he trusted in some areas of his life where he should have trusted God instead of trusted others, and he didn't really exercise the wisdom of God in his life. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. How many know you got to watch your connections? You got to watch who you connect yourself to. We need to, listen, we need to love the lost people of this world. We need to love them. We need to go after them. We need to minister to them. But how many of you know we love people that need Jesus, but we don't connect with people that need Jesus? We don't hook up with them. We don't have to build an alliance with somebody just because we're trying to save them. I mean, that'll get you in a big mess. Come on, you know, if you're climbing up a ladder and you're trying to go higher in life, and there's somebody down by your ankles and you're trying to pull them up. How many know it's a lot easier for them to pull you down off the ladder than it is for you to pull them up? They got gravity on their side. How many know we live in a sinful world? Come on, they got the sinful nature down there pulling at your heels, trying to pull you back into what God delivered you out of. Does anybody understand what I'm talking about this morning? You don't have to have a pact with some people just trying to win them to Jesus. In fact, some folks, really get their life in a big mess when they get hooked up with people that really ain't really seeking Jesus, but they're just putting on the show like they want to seek Jesus. And they don't have the same values you have, and they don't have the same beliefs you have, or the same vision, or the same direction you have. They look like they got the same vision and the same direction, but they really don't. Amen? How many know that can throw you off course in a hurry? And pretty soon you start missing out on what God's destined for your life. And it can get ugly really quick. We all know that, don't we? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 says, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Do not do it. Don't yoke yourself together with them. So, well, what's a yoke? A yoke is what they used to put on oxen's shoulders when they would plow the field. The Old Testament says it this way. Don't yoke an ox up with an ass. Now, if you feel like you've been carrying all the load, you need to look to the right or the left of you and see what's on the side of you. If it ain't an ox, then what is it? That's in the Bible. And the Bible says that because anybody that knows that if you put an ox and an ass next to each other, the ox is taller than the ass, the ox has got longer legs than the ass, the ox has got broader shoulders than the ass. All they're going to do is irritate each other. The ass is going to want to go this way, and the ox is going to want to go that way. The ox has got longer legs than the ass. He walks faster than the ass. They ain't going to do nothing but irritate each other. They are unequally yoked, and what will happen is instead of plowing up a field for their destiny, they'll just go in a circle. And they will be confused. Come on, somebody. They cannot be yoked up together. They don't have the same ability. They don't have the same value. They don't have the same direction. They don't have the same dream. They don't have the same vision. You've got to learn that you cannot be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Yes, oh, Pastor, I don't know. What are you talking about? I'm saying some people live at such a low level of self-esteem, they'll hook up with anybody that gives them attention. Christians, they live with such low self-esteem in life, the first person that comes along and shows them some attention, they think God's blessing them. And listen, when you hook up with somebody that doesn't love the God that you love, you got problems. Because they're not going to share the same values as you do. Guess what? When you hook up with somebody like that, they don't just bring their body in your bed. They don't just bring their brains and their money. They bring their spirit. And things start getting attached to you that ain't godly anymore. Amen? And you wake up one day and you look around the room and you say, how did all these crazy things get in my life? And you realize that there's a crazy person laying in your bed. Then you ought to know. So, Pastor, you're being too real with me this morning. I'm telling you the truth. Listen, I thank God for the people that he adds to my life. I thank God for the people that he multiplies in my life. Multiplication and addition of people is great because it's really about growing the kingdom of God. But how many of you know every now and then God needs to subtract some people out of your life and divide some things away from your life? Because some of them people, some of them things will mess you up. They'll hurt you, amen? We need to quit being so insecure that we chase after everything that God is trying to free us from. I don't know who this is for this morning, man, but somebody in here, God is saying, you need to stop chasing somebody. You need to cut them loose and move on to your destiny. Somebody in here, you've been chasing the wrong person, amen? I mean, some connections are from the kingdom of heaven. Some are from the kingdom of darkness. And you've got to be able to discern the difference. So Jehoshaphat, he meets Jehoram. He doesn't even pray about this thing. He gets into this relationship with this guy, this other king. He doesn't consider who his parents are and his history and all this idol worship that's going on in the nation of Israel. He just thinks, you know, well, he needs help and I'm a good-hearted king and we all used to be one nation. Maybe I should just do my best to help him out. And he knows that Misha over Moab is a terrible, rotten king and really wants to take the nation of Israel. And Jehoshaphat says, okay, we're going to be friends. I'm going to be your friend. We're going to be partners. We're going to hook up together. He didn't even pray about it. He didn't seek the prophet about it. He didn't seek God about it. He didn't do anything. He just thought, well, I'm a nice guy and he needs help. I'm going to be his friend. So how many know after some time passes, Jehoram says to Jehoshaphat, he says, are we together? Are we tight? Are we friends? Are we partners? Jehoshaphat says, well, yeah, of course we are. I got your back. You got my back. We tight. We friends. Come on, how many know if you're tight, then my enemies are your enemies. My bills are your bills. My problems are your problems if we tight. Isn't that right? Listen, I can relate to Jehoshaphat. I really can, man. I used to have this landscape company. I started in 1998. Dad started pastoring here in December of 1998. And around the middle of 1999, towards the end of that year, our company was really growing. We were really expanding. We were getting more contracts than we had workers to do. And I'm having all these visions of God's going to bless me financially so I can bless the ministry. And he's called me to do this. And I'm dreaming big and I'm taking risk and opportunity. And I thought I was in faith, but really I was in presumption. How many know there's a big difference? Faith will get you to your destiny. Presumption will get you broke. Every time. Come on, some of y'all been there and done that and got the t-shirt. So anyway, I'm the worship leader here at the church, and I'm the youth pastor, and things are going good, and the worship team is going good, and everything's going good. The landscape company is going good. And I used to go to these network meetings, and I would meet these different people in different businesses because I really like to network. And I thought, well, that's how you grow a business. You meet other business leaders in the community and other business people. And I met this man at this network meeting, and he was just starting a landscape company in Stewart. And we got to hanging out, real nice, real smart guy, and we got to talking, and I said, man, this guy's got a gift of sales. He's got a gift of sales. I could learn a few things from him. So we hang out, we're having lunch, and he said, well, you know, I just moved to the area. I need the church. I said, well, come on to church. He comes to church. He's in the church for a month. Can I get on the worship team? Yeah, get on the worship team. And he's up on the platform singing behind us, and things are good. You know, we got this kind of cool friendship, and he comes to me. He goes, you know, we ought to partner up and go in business together. I said, well, man, that's a pretty good idea. I might do that. So I went and talked to Kim about it, and y'all, they're laughing because they know who I'm talking about. I went and talked to Kim about it, and I said, yeah, we'll go in business together. Let's do that. And he said, yeah, I'll sell the jobs. We'll have the workers do them. He goes, you come out, and he said, I'll measure them and sell them. You come out there, and you do the work. I said, okay. So he goes out and starts selling these jobs, and he's taking big deposits, you know, $1,000 here, $2,000 there, $1,000 here. And he said, I got all these work lined up for you. I'm like, praise God, we got some work. I said, now give me the deposit so I can go buy the plants. Well, I don't got it right now. I'm waiting on the check. And I started getting this stuff. What I found out later and what I didn't know then is that he was taking deposits and going up the Fort Pierce High Line. The guy had a gambling addiction and was spending other people's money. And then I found out that he was passing bad checks all over Palm Beach County in another landscape business. He started in Fort Lauderdale and was working his way up the coast. But I wasn't too smart in choosing my friends wisely. I read this scripture, and I thought, man, I was Jehoshaphat. I had a half-committed friend and a half-committed Christian and a half-committed business partner, and got me in more trouble than I know what to do with myself. And he left town, and I ended up having to pay back all this stuff. It was definitely a learning curve for me, amen? I just share that with you because life is real. It comes at you hard and fast. And sometimes you think you're doing the right thing, and you ain't doing the right thing. Well, needless to say, our partnership didn't end so well. It kind of ended a little bit ugly, and he calls me about every 2 years and apologizes, asks me to forgive. I said, I forgive you a long time ago, but he still calls. Thank God's still dealing with him. Amen. You got to be careful who you're hooking up with, who you're partnering up with. Listen, single guys, just because she's good looking and says she loves Jesus don't mean that she ain't got 30 credit cards in her purse and she's over her head in debt. Listen, girls, you single girls, just because he says he lives down on the beach don't mean he ain't sleeping in a pop tent at night.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbus. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.